Hey, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall for our 31st Drew Workshop. So, I'm already crying and I haven't started yet. Drew, delivering restorative energy to our warriors. So, first of all, I'm so grateful for all the veterans who continue to come back here and support the new participants. And I want to thank all the veterans for their service. So will all the veterans please stand so we can recognize you. Thank you for your service. Every Drew workshop is special and unique in their own way for their own reason. This one is special and unique because, first of all, in our six participants, three of them were in special forces. And on top of that, we have two more in the audience. We had eight altogether, but some of them had to leave. One was still on active duty. Eight others, special forces, that have come back for the fourth time. Just, they're not doing the Drew. They're just coming to support the new participants and to see us and to see each other. So that's really what Drew is about, to connect you to us and to each other. And so, first of all, I read somewhere that the hardest part about being in special forces is not being in special forces. And I think that they might agree with me that the transition home is very difficult. And that's part of what Drew does for everyone, or tries to do, that this should be for the community, not just for the warriors. So Mike is going to explain a little bit about what you did here during the weekend. And I just want to say that it is an honor always to meet the new participants and to hear their stories, because they need to say them and we need to hear them. We learn from their experiences and what they've done. And it's just, I probably say this every time, but it amazes me that they go and do these extraordinary things and they come back and just walk among us like normal people. So thank you. And I can't leave out our songwriters, because they make this program. Their empathy and their listening and their talent is what makes this happen. And the veteran connects with the songwriter, and then the music does the work. So you're going to hear some great songs, and Mike is going to tell you a little bit more about what happened this weekend.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Good afternoon, everybody. How are we doing? This is, as Marilyn mentioned, this is our 31st workshop, believe it or not, since our beginning in 2017. And I try to keep this opening brief, and as Marilyn mentioned, let the music do the work, because it really does. First, let me echo what Marilyn said. It's just, it's really great to get the team back together. Roby and Enon, kind of gathering again here, it's really special. And to meet new folks too, Steven and others, it's just really great to spend time with you all. And one of the things that we did was, after the workshop was about wrapped up, and we watched the ball game a little bit, and we came back and put a fire pit on and sunk some tunes around the fire. And it's not lost on me that, as you'll hear in Drew's song, many years ago, that's what he was writing about: a place to go, a song to sing, and a night to share. And it just happened that way. And it's really special to me. So Thank you for sharing that with us, fellas, ladies and gentlemen. So as Marilyn mentioned, Project Drew, delivering restorative energy to warriors, is our community connection program, and it's made possible by the Project Drew team and by all of our songwriters. So we thank them for their courage, but all of our vets that have joined us in past workshops and join us today, we thank you so much for your openness and honesty and courage. One of the things that I always make sure that I like to say in the circle that we start with on Saturday morning, brief intros, just names and where you're coming from, before we split up and pair off. One of the things that I share is the most important thing to remember is connection. Please stay connected with us and help us connect with more vets and with more songwriters. And also that there's no prescription for what we want to do here or want you to do here. We've learned to just let the music do the work and to say that we don't know what you've been through. We could never know that. But what we can do is listen and be strong and sing your song to help you connect with others. So there's nothing other than that we want you to do is share space with us and tell us about yourself. Tell us about what's on your mind, what's important to you. And as you'll hear, the songs that come from that are truly remarkable. And remarkable in part because they're written in 24 hours, which is a bit of a trick. And so I invite you all to just tune in, turn off. I like to kind of make sure I silence my phone. I invite you to do the same. Curtis and Jim do a wonderful job with the sound. So don't worry if there's some background sound. They do a great job with the mixing and whatnot to make sure the recorded versions on the website are fantastic. But just mute your phone and dial in. You'll hear some stories that are at times really heavy, and some stories that are full of hope. Sometimes they're funny. They're you just bizarre. You can't believe this happened. But just go with it. Let the music take you there, and go with those feelings, and enjoy the afternoon. So we'll have six songwriters today, and then we'll wrap up, as I mentioned, with a song that my cousin Drew wrote many years ago. We like to sing it at the end of each workshop, and we'll invite you to sing with us in the audience there, or even up on stage, anybody that would like to join us. Yeah? Okay, so we have a special start to this workshop. I'm going to let Marilyn introduce a video that we'd like to show before we start with the songs. So, Marilyn?
Yes. This is a very short video that Ron Yance from Community College did for us. We're taking it to a presentation that we're doing in Columbus, and we didn't want to have to take a songwriter with us and a veteran with us, so this is the video, and it's short, but you get the point.